Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Hey, when you hear that particular sound, that funky sound that Trent and I like, you know it's time for Talkin' Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby, Mr. Trent McMurray, and the voice of Talk Team at Radio, Rita Arnold, who is on special assignment this week, so she will not be with us, but me and your boy Trent, woo! We got it for you tonight. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. And again, you are in touch with Talkin' Sports Plus. I'm your host, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. If you would like to call in, and we're not going to say please, but if you would like to call in with your opinion, you can by calling 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me. Yes, you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. And guess what? I will read it. Okay. All righty. Got a lot to do, so let's go, Trent. Let's start off with this.
Yep.
In the NFL, some people say it's the not-for-fun league.
True.
And I saw some antics. I saw a dude getting choked, man.
Did you watch the tape again?
Yeah. It looked like it was fake to me.
He didn't choke him.
Yeah, he didn't choke him. Remember what I said? Look like. Yeah.
Look like.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Let's start off with this.
Okay,
Trent. I know you're an observer of things, but tell me, man, what the hell is wrong with Vontaze Burfict, man?
Who the hell is that?
Remember, he used to play for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Then went to the Raiders.
Yeah, he went to the Raiders.
Him and your boy AB must be hanging out, smoking, or doing whatever, because he's crazy too.
You think maybe he's got some brain damage?
He's got more than brain damage. He likes to give damage as well. And evidently, he's done for the year.
Trent, I was watching ESPN and some of the commentators on there, and I think he's accumulated over the years fines of at least $4 million?
$4 million. He's been fined and suspended 13 times in 7 years.
Trent, something is wrong somewhere.
Right. Something's not right with that brother.
You know, he's out of control.
Right. He don't want to play by the rules. Man. When you don't play by the rules, you don't play the game unless you own the game.
Kind of reminds me of the clown show in Washington, D.C. At 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah, I don't like the circus.
I'm telling you.
I don't like clowns.
Clowns and all.
Right.
Yeah, but anyway, Vontaze Burfict.
Yeah, he's done.
Do you agree with the 1 year suspension?
Yes.
Do you think that he should be able to become gainfully employed back into the NFL once?
I think he should. One time.
Why?
Why not?
He's been given 13 chances, and his behavior has not improved. So why keep doing it?
Well, it hadn't been 13 consecutive years.
I didn't say years, but 13 consecutive times, though.
Come on. In 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's half his career he's spent, you know, giving his money away and being suspended.
Yes.
Well, maybe this may be, you know, this is the most severe that has ever happened to him. So maybe this could be his wake-up call.
Okay. All right. Well, if that's what you say.
I don't think he's awake.
877-932-9766. All right, brother. Go give me a story.
So, speaking of choking and fighting and all that, today the Ravens posted a video defending Marlon Humphrey, who of course was in the skirmish fight with Odell. So he may not have choked Odell Beckham Jr. When the two players got into a scuffle during Sunday's game. and the Baltimore Ravens want to make sure people know that.
Yes.
They put the video up on their website.
So this, do you think it was play acting?
I don't know if it was play acting or what, but it was controversial. And, you know, Odell's a diva anyway. But he's good. Yeah. I ain't mad at him. Yeah. You know, Odell's my boy. It was my boy.
Okay.
So, you know, that may have been something to draw some attention to him, but he definitely was not choked. He threw a punch.
But now when you looked at it on the screen, it did look like he was choked.
Correct.
Yeah, and it did look like it.
Right, and that's why the Ravens put the video up on their website, because what we saw on TV is just what you said. It looked like he was choking him.
You know what they say, Trent, the camera never lies.
The camera don't lie.
But it did that time, didn't
it? Yes, it did.
It looked like it.
Consequently, neither one of them were tossed out or fined.
Yeah, so, yeah, neither one of them.
Yeah, so could it have been staged? Who knows, probably. Okay. It's entertainment.
Okay, let's hit it. We talked about it before the show. We might as well go on it right now.
Uh-oh.
All right, here we go, Trent.
Yes.
The state of California on the left coast.
Left coast.
Left coast.
If I'm looking north?
Yeah, if you're looking north. Okay. Yeah, that's true, if you're looking north.
Left coast.
Okay. If you're looking south, it'll be on the right side. Is going to allow athletes to be able to get paid for marketing their image. What are your thoughts on that?
It's about time. This is a capitalistic society in which we were raised in and live in, so therefore, why can't I make money off of my own likeness, because there's nobody else that looks like me?
Ooh, yeah.
So I'm happy. Now, the NCAA dropped the ball.
You mean that criminal organization?
One of many.
Yeah, one of many.
Yes, that dropped the ball.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're going to have to backtrack now.
Mm-hmm.
But the state of California, the Senate and the House unanimously voted for it. The governor signed it into law yesterday.
Now, let me ask you a question, Trent. Now, suppose you are not an athlete,
okay,
but you go to a university,
uh-huh,
and somebody wants to market your image. That's okay, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But if you're an athlete going to said university and you want your image, you can't, or they say, they being the NCAA, says that you cannot do that. I don't understand why they do that. Do they want all the money themselves? I mean, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, they're greedy. The love of money is the root of all evil. They want the whole pie to themselves. They don't want to split. They don't want to cut. They don't want to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why every university in the country that is of major sports has their own TV contract.
You know what? You're right. I was thinking about the Longhorn Network.
Yes.
Notre Dame has what? NBC.
NBC.
Yeah.
You got the SEC Network, the Big Ten Network. Everybody.
It's all about the dollars,
folks.
It's all
about the dollars.
It always has been.
Always
about
will be.
And always will be about the dollars.
That's right.
That's
so what, I'm glad for them.
Yes.
And New York is right around the corner.
Yeah.
They're putting theirs together now to put in front of the governor.
What about this great red state of Ohio? What about that, Trent?
That'll never happen. Gene Smith,
the athletic director,
at the Ohio State University, is against the Fair Play Act.
Did he give an explanation as to why he or the university is against that?
Yes.
All right.
So, Director Gene Smith today said he is against the Fair Pay to Play Act, which was signed into law Monday, and states that colleges in California cannot punish their athletes for collecting endorsement money. Mr. Smith says his concern with the California bill, which is all the way wide open with monetizing your name and your likeness, is it moves slightly towards pay for play, Smith said. And it's very difficult for us, the practitioners in this space, to figure out how do you regulate it? How do you ensure that the unscrupulous bad sectors do not enter that space and ultimately create an unlevel playing field?
Mm. Well, one way to do it, I think, Trent, would be to take, I call it a bounty off of the game. also known as point spreads. Well, take that off.
Take the point spread off.
Take the point spread off. You know, and that will help level the playing field because you won't have bettors betting on the game or influencing certain things surrounding the game. Things we know and things we don't know.
Exactly.
Because that influence it can be very heavy. You know what I mean. I'm not saying somebody is shaving points, but you know what I mean.
You mean that trillion-dollar industry?
Oh, wow.
With a T.
With a T.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Gene also said, he said, one of our principles is to try to create rules and regulations to try and achieve fair play.
That sounds like bull dookie to me, man.
Well, you know, it is.
That's what that is. Because they sound like, to me, Trent, the universities want all the money.
Right.
And don't want to share the revenue that they get in, even off of those kids' likeness. And if those kids get hurt.
Right.
And they don't have an insurance policy on them.
They're out of luck.
Yeah, sir. You know, you put on a uniform, but that's it.
Right. Now, keep in mind, Gene is also one of two administrators leading an NCAA working group that is examining options for NIL rights. The group, which includes athletic directors, university presidents, and conference commissioners from all levels of the NCAA. So he couldn't say too much more.
No, he couldn't. But you know why? Hmm. Because somebody is telling him what to say. He don't have no power, man.
You're correct.
He don't have no power, you know.
You're correct.
He's just a mouthpiece for somebody else. That's all that is.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, come on, man. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call if you like to get in with your opinion on that. Or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Let's switch it up a little bit.
Okay.
Trent, let's talk about the city of Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida.
Now, they have three professional teams, at least that I know, maybe four, with soccer. They have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes.
They have the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yep, baseball.
I think the Florida Panthers might be down there.
Yep.
And I don't know if they're, you know, if they have any soccer interest. But the thing that is unique to me about that, Trent, is that the Buccaneers under Bruce Arians, and I happen to like him.
Okay.
He has hired Byron Leftwich as the offensive coordinator.
Okay.
And Todd Bowles as a defensive coordinator.
Okay.
And guess what?
What?
They kicking you know what?
Tampa Bay. Yeah,
You see the game. Well, the game this Sunday football.
Yes,
they scored 55 points
on the Rams,
who are supposed to be
contenders for the Super Bowl.
They made Jared Goff look like he was in the F League.
Yes, he did. And you know what? Keep an eye on him.
I think so too.
Keep an eye on the Buccaneers.
But the most disappointing thing.
Yeah.
Is their baseball team, which, by the way, did make the Major League Baseball American League playoffs.
Okay.
Playoffs? Yeah. We're talking about playoffs.
Right.
We're playoffs? Talking about it. We ain't talking
practice.
About it. Yeah.
That's
practice.
That's practice.
But, man, Trent, if anybody that doesn't deserve a team, it's them. Did you see their attendance figure?
Not a game. Yeah. Not a game.
Not a game.
We're talking about practice.
They were just behind your team, the Yankees.
How many games back, though?
But the Yankees are in, yeah.
Thank you.
But,
no, but we won the division. Yeah, Come on. Don't say we in. Say what it is. We won the division convincingly.
Damn Yankees.
Thank you.
Okay. But anyway, it's a shame that more people won't come out to watch them. Now they'll come out now because they're in the playoffs.
Right.
But they won over 90 games, Trent.
I know.
Your team won 100. You know, 103, 104, whatever it was. 104.
Oh, didn't we also set the record for the most consecutive home runs per game? Oh.
Yeah, no. The Minnesota Twins.
The Twins did.
Hit 307 home runs.
How many home runs did we hit?
It was two something. Five. Anyway, okay. Both teams 500 something.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been to a Rays game.
Okay.
And.
on your way to Cuba? You don't have to get our Cuba reference.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, I've been to one of their games, and there I could almost count the people in the stands on toes and fingers.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It's a shame. So when they have their games, and chances are they have some real good pitching and real good hitting.
Right.
And, of course, you know, the people will come out. To me, it's bogus because where were you at?
Yeah.
In the, you know, when they were doing
during the regular season.
Yeah.
When they were getting swept six games and nothing by the Yankees. Okay.
You know what? TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's a few that I'm going to share with you.
Okay.
Thank you. How about this one right here? It's called Wiggins World with Stacey Wiggins. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm telling you, man, the brother is just, if you got anything the matter with you, my man will help you out on this. And this one right here, All in the Family. You know, we're not talking about Archie Griffin. We're talking
about...
You
mean Archie Bunker?
Yeah. Well, we're not talking about Archie Griffin.
No, we're not talking about Archie Griffin.
Yeah, but you're right, Archie Bunker.
And
but,
Edith.
Archie, anyway.
And Meathead.
Yeah, Meathead.
And Barney.
Please. S. Yolanda Robinson is the host. And listen, check this show out because she has a variety of different guests from all genres.
Mm-hmm.
We had a music thing. We had a fest over at the, what is that? Not Faith Missions, but that on, what was that, Kahari, at that church, Faith Baptist Church or whatever it was, Saturday. Yeah.
Faith Baptist.
Yeah, Faith Baptist Church over there on Oak Street. And I mean to tell you, it was fabulous. A health fair. I interviewed some people from the Columbus health thing. They had people selling good shoes, especially women's shoes, articles. They had food. They had different things for the young adults. It was well organized. And, of course, Sarah was over there, and she was interviewing people. And I mean to tell you, that little lady is very versatile.
Nice.
So you check that out there. It was real nice. And of course, this show here, New Money with Drew and Janae. Now listen, all these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and all you have to do is go to the TalkTainment Radio homepage and click on programs, and you're there. Give those shows a sample and look at the other shows that we do have to offer. And I'm sure that there's at least one of them that you like, including this one, Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby Trenerita. Anyway, all that from TalkTainmentRadio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host of Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby. Reed is not here. She's on special assignment. And we have a story from Trent. Go ahead, my brother.
So... Golf.
Okay. Jared Goff?
No.
Okay.
Birdie. So.
Birdie.
Not a good birdie, though.
Uh-oh.
Bad birdie.
Huh?
A Korean golfer.
Yeah.
Biochem.
Biochemistry, yeah.
Gets 3-year ban for making obscene gesture to the fans.
You mean he gave somebody the finger?
He did.
Oh.
The Korean tour has suspended. He's the current money leader. They suspended him for 3 years after he made an obscene gesture to fans during the final round of a tournament this past weekend, holding a one-shot lead on the 16th hole of the DGB Financial Group in Guam, South Korea, He reacted angrily after a cell phone camera went off during his downswing.
Yeah.
His drive ended up going about 100 yards, according to the Korean Herald. After the poor shot, Kim, who's 29 years old, turned to the crowd, flipped off the fans, and slammed his driver to the ground. And this was all captured on live TV.
Mm. Did you see the finger?
I did not.
Okay.
And I don't care. But he got banned for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
The Korean Professional Golfers Association, which operates it, unanimously voted to suspend him for the next 3 years. It also fined him $8,000 in U.S. currency.
Eight big ones, huh?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, hey. Oh, by the way, when we were speaking of that California act, it was called and is called the Fair Play to Pay Act.
Fair Pay to Play Act.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Now, they're not getting compensated by the universities.
No. But they could do autograph signings and charge $25
now,
an autograph.
Now, what's going to happen, Trent, in order for that to really be, they're going to have to get an agent or somebody.
Yes. You know, see, they can't get an agent. If they get an agent, that is a violation of NCAA rules, and they're done.
Wait a minute. But to market their image, Trent.
Publicist.
I mean, a publicist?
Yes.
It's the same thing?
No.
Break it down to me, man.
Because in sports, you have an agent that represents you in what you do.
Okay.
Okay. There's been many players, Chris, and that have no longer played or had eligibility because they had agents.
All right.
So they will have to either get a publicist or somebody that they trust to manage all of those engagements.
Jim Love once told me, in God we trust, all others cash. Okay. Anyway, a publicist.
Yes.
A publicist that can act as an agent?
No. A publicist and an agent are two different things.
But a contract is going to have to be negotiated between them and whoever is going to market their likeness.
And so the publicist will handle all of that. That's what a publicist does.
Temptation made a song one time called Standing on Shaky Ground. That's some shaky stuff. almost.
We're not FCC regulated.
Well, still. Six, seven words you can't say on radio. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Ask George Carlin.
Ask George Carlin.
Yeah.
Okay. Those seven?
Yeah, seven.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, listen.
Yes.
Going back to football in the NFL, not for fun league.
Yes.
Do you think that John Gruden, of the head coach of the Washington Redskins, you think he's going to be fired or should be fired?
Gruden's on his way out. Well.
Did you see what he did to Dwayne Haskins?
Yes.
What do you think about that move?
You know what?
I'm listening.
Trade me. After you give me my money.
How the hell are you going to put a guy in that didn't have no reps or
no reps,
nothing. Put
nothing.
Him in there.
Nothing.
Yeah, he didn't have nothing.
Zero.
Three interceptions. He completed, 16 out of whatever how many passes it was.
Yeah.
29 passes.
The only good thing out of that was it was our New York Giants that beat them.
Yeah, but I still.
I know. I'm a Haskins dude. Yeah, I'm a Haskins guy deep down. I don't care who he plays for. But Gruden threw him out there. He fed him to the wolves.
He did. It was like a human sacrifice.
And man. It was.
It was awful.
So I don't know. But, you know, I Dwayne, step your game up.
Made Haskins look very bad.
Very bad.
Unprepared and everything. Images. Got to get images in there.
Right.
Let me do this story here. Now, you know one of my teams is the New Orleans Saints. You already know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Drew Brees.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm very surprised, and I don't know about you are, at the way that Teddy Bridgewater has
played.
You
know what?
He's managed the game, Trent.
He's managing.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Teddy is managing the game.
Teddy. Okay, yeah, he's managing
turn
the game.
Wrong Teddy,
yeah. the thing about that, though, Trent.
Yes.
How are you going to play an NFL game and not score a touchdown? And win? Come on, man. How you going to do that? But the Saints did.
Yes.
Listen to this, man.
You'll go.
Their record of all time in games where they didn't score a touchdown and won is 4-54.
Yeah.
But they beat America's team.
No, they beat y'all's team.
Only because my daughters are down there.
Well,
but, people are upset. Do you think that it was Dak's fault that Dallas could not get in? Why?
Because you had the leading rusher last year in the backfield, and they stuffed
him. He can't even get a yard, huh?
They stuffed him like a pork chop.
Zeke.
Zeke, all that money, the richest, highest paid running back in the league, and he couldn't get nothing.
Well, do you think that's on the coordinator?
That's on all the coaches.
Keenan or whatever.
I'm blaming everybody.
Kellen Moore. And
I'm blaming everybody, including Jerry.
Jerry?
Yeah.
Jerry.
Because he's it's his world.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy for the Saints. How the hell you beat a team and not score a touchdown? You got the baddest field goal kicker in the league, evidently.
How about that damn defense,
that
man?
That defense snuffed him.
I'm telling you. I even heard today, LeVar Arrington, like he said today, defense is what wins championships.
That's correct. You know that.
Oh, you better believe it. You know, Trent, you got to be a special kind of dude to play defense. You got to like hitting somebody.
You got to hurt somebody.
Hurt somebody.
You play to win the game.
Thank you, Herb. Yeah, speaking about that, did you see where they're 3-1 Arizona State?
Arizona. You know what?
Arizona State.
Arizona State, yes.
Yeah, because yes. Arizona got the other black coach there.
Yes.
Kevin Sumlin or Sumlin or whatever.
I stayed up and watched that game.
Well, Arizona State?
Arizona.
Arizona?
Yes.
And they would have won by 3, 20-17 or something, yes, like that? Yeah, okay. Okay.
I stayed up.
Yeah.
Way past my bedtime.
Watch out.
Way past.
Give me a score before we
give
go
me
to
a score.
I mean, give me a
New York Yankees win the World Series.
This is baseball
number
game.
Number 28.
Baseball game on the night.
28 ring.
Yeah.
28.
TBS at 8 o'clock.
Give you a story.
Yeah, give me a story.
So,
tell me a
speaking
story.
Of the Miami Dolphins.
Dolphins!
One of their vendors.
Uh-oh.
Was arrested.
Uh-oh. Drugs?
No.
What?
He charged a guy $724 for two beers.
Okay. All right. Nah,
this is real.
No.
Okay, I'm going to break it down for you.
All right,
you.
Break it on down.
Break it on down all for right. you. Here you go right here. Fans know normally it's expensive to go to NFL stadiums, right?
Oh, you know it.
Exactly. But not this expensive. A vendor at Miami's Hard Rock Stadium was arrested Sunday after charging a fan $724 for two beers during the Dolphins-Charger game. Nathaniel Collier faces two felony charges for his alleged scam, according to court documents. Okay? Police arrested the 33-year-old walking vendor. He took customers' credit cards to charge the person for two beers, which can set you back about $20 at the stadium.
Okay,
$20. However, for this customer, he used a personal card reader and charged him $724.
Was it a woman?
I have no idea. No, it's a man.
Okay.
The crime fell flat when the customer received an alert from his bank that included not only the expensive charge for the beers, but Collier's name. Collier was arrested and has been fired by Rocket Man, who's the independent contractor at the stadium.
Yeah.
The fan reportedly received a full refund. He faces charges of third-degree grand theft and possession of a skimming device. He is being held on a $10,000 bond. That beer better been good as hell.
Not only that, that man needs his ass beat.
He does. He's stupid. He's stupid.
Man, I don't even drink beer, but that's just
$724 for two beers.
Let me do this, Trent.
Okay.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. In 14 minutes, we're going to hear TR, Trent's Rant. No phone calls, no Gmails, but more stories, all that and more coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Thanks for listening.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. ash-kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's ASHKICKIN.
Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah, anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
See that cute little dog in the pet store? Chances are it came from a puppy mill. A breeding facility that forces caged, neglected, and often sick dogs to churn out puppies to be sold for profit. Meanwhile, millions of wonderful, healthy pets end up in animal shelters. But with one simple choice, you can help, just by deciding to adopt instead of purchase your next pet. Not only are you saving a life, you're taking a stand against puppy mills. Visit bestfriends.org/puppymills to learn more.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports.
Alrighty, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I am the host of Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby, along with Trent McMurray and the voice, Rita Arnold, who is on a special assignment today. So she will not be here. Hopefully, today is the first, so hopefully on the, what is it, 15th, 14th?
First.
Yeah, no, but 15th, she should be here,
yes.
Right? Yeah. Hopefully she'll be here in our next 2 weeks. Anyway, we have a variety of topics that we are talking about. We almost gave you some breaking news, but my research dog over here went in there and got the research on it, so we decided not to do it because it's probably not a true story, but at first it was really heartbreaking, so to speak. H-A-R-T, if you get my meaning.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see this. Let's talk about your and our Ohio State Buckeyes.
The Buckeyes.
Buckeyes, Trent.
Yes.
Trent, I've watched a lot of football and been heavily involved, not involved as much as I was when I was coming up, but mm-hmm. but you know, my beloved Buckeyes, mm-hmm. Class of 1970 over here, know a lot of the players and all that. My mom used to work up on the campus,
right.
as your dad did,
right?
You know, and you get familiar with a lot of things. But yep. I remember back in 1967
Uh-oh.
To 1969,
Uh-oh.
The Buckeyes had the best teams in the country.
Correct.
In the entire Correct. United States. It's a documented fact
yes.
that many people, even in the pros, said that Ohio State was so good that they should be playing in the pros. They were that good.
Right.
Until that fateful November
Again,
in 1960. No. In 1969, when the Wolverines beat our Buckeyes in a game that broke my heart for 10 years, 24-12 up at Michigan. Rex Kern was a quarterback and all that. That was the greatest teams that Ohio State, to me, ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Was those teams right there. Won the Rose Bowl and beat O.J. Simpson. They gave him that last touchdown, but they dominated them on the offense and on the defense. It was 27-10, but the books was 27-16 was the final score. But they completely dominated the game. Trent, I'm looking at this year's rendition of the Ohio State University Buckeye. I've even heard people from down south that don't like anything north, particularly the Buckeyes, throw all kind of accolades on them.
That's right.
Because those boys are good. What's your opinion, Trent?
Good is not good. And they are great. They are the best team in college football. I don't care what the polls say. Bring on Alabama. Nick Saban said, well, we have a weak schedule because nobody wants to play us. Come on up here to High Street. Come on up here. Come on up here, Nick. He won't do it because he knows what will happen. Anyway.
Yeah, last time they played Ohio State, beat them 42-28.
Exactly.
It was worse than that.
Right. They got blown out.
Yeah.
So I'll say that Urban Meyer is a legendary coach at Ohio State.
Yes.
Ron Day took his team and took them to the next level.
The next level.
And right now, they're ranked, what, four?
Well, they're ranked four, but I've even heard Paul Feinbaum, the mouth of the South, said that, in his opinion, along with Kirk Herbstreit, said that Ohio State is the number one team in the nation.
Absolutely. They are the number one team in the nation. And I'm telling you right now, if they keep rolling like they're rolling now, we'll win a national championship this year.
Yeah, we don't want no slip-ups in Purdue and Iowa.
Ain't no slip-ups. Yeah. Because
over the last 2 years, Trent, they've only lost two games to those two teams, respectively.
And I love it because everybody on the team said, all we doing is focusing on this week's game.
Right.
Everybody. I don't care who you talk about. We talking about the most important game is the game this week.
I said that the greatest team that they will face this week, the greatest team that they will face this week is Michigan State.
That's right.
They're not looking back.
No.
And they're not looking forward.
No.
They just are preparing for Michigan State, the greatest team that they will face this week.
I'm telling you, they are the best team in the country. How you get a team that's 4-0, Ohio State's 5-0, and they're above them in the polls?
I don't pay too much attention to that.
Me neither.
Because in my opinion, Trent, until somebody beats Clemson, even though they came up with a one-point win over North Carolina. In my opinion, until you dethrone the champion, they are the champion as far as I'm concerned.
Bring them on.
Yeah.
Bring them.
Yeah.
Because if anybody right now says that Ohio State is not the best team in the country, and if they do not win the national championship, and I hear all y'all down south talking about Alabama, y'all got a weak defense, you ain't played nobody.
877-932-9766 is the number that you can call. So the Ohio State Buck. Overall, Trent, what is your opinion of the Big Ten?
The Big Ten is strong. They're coming on. You know, I knew Nebraska was not going to be everything that the TV and media were trying to hype up, but the Big Ten's coming up. Wisconsin is bad.
Yeah.
Wisconsin handled that state up north.
They handled
it. Let them know, you going to play, you better bring your A game.
Yes.
And if Ohio State does not win a national championship, something's happening somewhere in the house.
You mean the fix is in?
The fix is in.
Yeah.
And you know what that means.
Unfortunately, yeah. But you're correct, Trent. In my observation, Ryan Day has blocked out, or have him blocked out, all this noise about how good they are and all that stuff. He has them focused on whoever it is that they have to play. And right now, this week, it's Michigan State. It ain't nobody else. It's Michigan State.
That's right.
They're studying their trends, what they like to do, what they don't like to do, and how they can attack them.
And not only attack, but demoralize them and beat them down. And Chuck, y'all got something coming in November. We're rolling to the big house to kick some big rear end.
Are you going to that game?
Trevor? I'm going to that game, and I'm taking my sidekick with me.
Oh, I was going to ask you, could I go with you?
You can come too. No, ain't no big deal. We roll up there in force.
Woo!
And if Ohio State, like I said, they don't win, if they're not in the college football championship game, there's something shady going on.
There's a lot of stuff shady going on in this country. Give me a story, Trent.
So, Damian Lillard. Let's talk basketball.
Damian, NBA.
NBA. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put out a rap video with one of his own that suggested the Hall of Fame center rode on the coattails of his teammates throughout his career.
Okay.
So Lillard put one out in retaliation against Shaq and said, Kobe won you them rings.
Mm.
You didn't do nothing.
Mm.
The feud began last week when Lillard said that on Joe Budden podcast that he believes himself to be a better rapper than Shaq, who released a track last week that said Lillard was not among the elite of NBA guards. And on Tuesday, Lillard answered it by releasing his own track called Rain, Rain, Go Away, meaning not rain, R-A-I-N, but rain as in R-E-I-G-N.
Mm-hmm.
And he in his song, he talked about that since he played with the Heat, he rode on the coattails there.
Of who? What? Dwayne?
Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, Dwayne, yeah.
And then went to L.A. and rode on the coattails of Kobe. So that's the only way Shaq got his rings, according to Damian Lillard.
Mm. According to Damian Lillard. Speaking of basketball, Trent, which is coming up in, 21 days, I believe
something
it is.
Something like that.
Yeah. Looking at, let me do these four teams and give me your opinion. What about the Houston Rockets with James Harden and Westbrook? What do you think
Russell
about that?
Russell Westbrook?
Yes.
Both of them playing on the same team.
On the same team, bro.
So they back to playing together.
Back to playing together, same team,
so,
bro.
Now,
Westbrook didn't play last night. They played some Chinese team, and it wasn't even worth watching. 140-73 or something.
I didn't even
like
know
that.
It was on. Yeah.
So,
evidently, the two hopefully have learned something about playing together. Because evidently, they couldn't play together in OKC.
Okay.
Which was the most dominating team in the league at the time, and those boys could have won several rings.
Okay. Moving west.
West?
Yeah, west. What about the L.A. Clippers?
I am going to be watching the Clippers very closely this year.
Okay, they got Kawhi.
Because I'm a Kawhi guy.
Okay.
Kawhi is my guy. I'm watching the Clippers.
Okay, and they got PG, Paul George.
And they got PG.
Uh-huh. Do you think, and they got a pretty good center in there, do you think that, and they got a Hall of Fame coach, Doc Rivers.
Hello. Doc can coach.
Doc can coach, not only as a player, as a manager,
right?
And he knows how to deal with superstars.
Yes, he does.
Those are three ingredients that you need.
They may end up coming out of the West,
okay?
Because there's nobody else.
However, there's somebody in the house that they are currently in until they get their new house that's going to have something to say about it, and that is the L.A. Lakers with LeBron and the big man. The big man, Anthony Davis. What do you think? Come on, come on.
Two guys can't win it, but I respect the game because LeBron has done it before.
Yes, he has.
AD is definitely a force in the middle.
Okay.
He is the force in the middle.
Before I give you my last team, what about Portland? You just had mentioned about Lillard. You think that they'll be
They're going to make a run.
Okay. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
What about Salt Lake City? They're not no joke.
Utah.
And Utah.
Yeah. They make a run.
Yeah, Utah and Phoenix. And last team is Antetokounmpo, the Bucks.
All bets are off.
Well, wait a minute. We'll get
all bets are off.
We'll get back to that because you're right. All bets are
off. All bets are off.
Hey, when you hear that music on the Greek Freak, when you hear that music, you know what's happening here. Listen, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host of Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby, along with Trent McMurray and the voice, Rita Arnold. Which is not here right now. Who is not here right now? But now, when you hear this sound right here, it's time for the segment that everybody wants to hear. And that is Trent's Rant. Trent, what you got for us this week?
So, Mr. Bobby, I'm going to title this rant, Stay in Your Lane.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, I'm not that guy that, you know, likes disruption. I don't do drama. I don't do well with all that.
You make some good ribs, though. Woo! Lord have mercy.
That's what I do.
Man, them ribs
are
good.
You're welcome. So, you know, I've been observing and reading and just looking at American Negroes as a whole.
Okay.
Okay? And we are so disfragmented.
Yes.
We are so disenfranchised.
Yes.
Everybody's talking about, woe me. It's their fault. And you know what I mean by they.
Yeah, yeah.
And last time I checked, this was the United States Corporation of America.
Corporation, yes.
Therefore, you can go out and get your own. But in order to get your own, you got to get approval from the original owner.
Yeah.
Okay? So, instead of worrying about what everybody else is doing to you, worry about what you can do for you and yours.
Okay.
Get your own.
Okay.
You know, we had a conversation briefly and was talking about segregation.
Yeah.
Now, y'all can say what you want because I don't care. Look at what segregation has done to us as a people.
Yes.
When in the hell have they ever had to write a law that said people of non-color were free people of these United States Corporation of America?
Uh-huh.
Isn't there a law that they have to vote that says black folks are free every now and again, every 10 years, that the president of this corporation has to sign off on? What the hell is going on? Do your homework, folks. Look at it. Forget about what everybody else is doing. Do what you need to do. And the only way you do what you do and prosper and build generational wealth, if you don't know what that means, look it up, is you got to realize who's really in charge.
Yeah, that's true.
And when you find out who's really in charge, you'll find out your relationship and connection to that person. And through him, all things are possible.
Okay.
So quit worrying about Tom down the street just bought him a new Benz, or Ben over here just got a trophy wife that everything on her is not real. And when she peels all that mess off, she ends up with cancer.
Mm.
Worry about yourself. Worry about your family. Worry about your extended family. Turn off the TV every now and then.
Yeah.
And have what's called quiet time and family time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let this world get you down, because that's what it's designed to do, is to bring you down, to bring you hopelessness. But there is hope out there, and it all starts with you. Forget about what's going on in D.C. and in the crazy house at the circus. The clowns are going to pile out the car and in the car no matter what. Doesn't matter who's in the car, who's out the car. It's the same group of clowns. This is all orchestrated.
Yes, it is.
Worry about yourself and yours. I'm just saying, Mr. Bobby.
Hey, I feel you, brother. It's a clown show.
Exactly. It is. Mm-hmm. I hate the circus.
Yeah. Yeah. On my show that I have with Neely Fuller Jr. called The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, I think, this is just me speaking here, Trent, I think that until you discover and know for a fact that you are confined in this criminal system that we live in, and it's a worldwide criminal system, you're not going to understand what's going on. And if you go to jail, that's called greater confinement.
Right.
See, you're already confined as it is, because on your show with you and Chris in the techno,
right,
you have absolutely no privacy.
Zero.
And it's even darker than what they allow you to think.
Correct.
Because they can come to wherever you live at. You don't own anything.
No.
So they can come to you anytime they want to and take it.
Correct.
Take it.
Everything.
I think it's called the writ of habeas corpus. They can take your land,
what
man.
What you know about writ of habeas corpus?
Hey, I start studying that and start looking at stuff.
Right.
They make all the rules. Just like when we were talking about the sports thing. See, they don't have to give you nothing.
No, they don't.
No. What does that mean? That means that you have to take it.
That's right. And as your boy Malcolm said,
by any means necessary.
Hello.
But you've got to take it.
Right.
And it starts off with you asking yourself just four basic questions, Trent.
Which are
this one. What do you want to do?
Right.
Okay. And then, why do you want to do it?
Okay.
Then, how are you going to do it?
Okay.
And then, finally, what do you expect the constructive results of what you do are gonna be?
Okay.
If you cannot answer those, which most of us don't do anyway,
right,
then you're not gonna be successful. You have to be committed to what you want.
That's true.
Without distractions. And all this stuff that you see right now going on is nothing but distractions. I don't care if it's a war.
Right.
They, folks, do you know they set up and have meetings about that
right.
and plan that stuff out?
Right.
To make you think that they're going to bomb this and they're going to bomb that. They might have a little skirmish here and there, but it's controlled.
Right.
Just like that bombing of 9/11, controlled.
Yeah, it's a controlled demolition.
And then if you say anything against it, they call you a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, absolutely.
When you've done your research and see all that is going on, like that direct energy bomb that you first told me about, and I didn't, I'm not supposed to say nothing about that. I didn't even know that. Okay, the bomb that went off in Haiti, but did not go off in the Dominican Republic.
Correct.
Hello, exactly. They're right beside each other.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so you telling me if I have a deed to my property, they can still come and take
it?
Man,
they can take
it. Oh, that's right, because I don't have the title.
You don't have the title.
Oh.
Right.
I got a deed.
And America became a corporation. Now, I think it was after the Revolutionary War, I think it was 1781. Yeah.
Yep.
We didn't know this, but actually, Great Britain won the war. I looked it up.
Yes,
that's when America became a corporation, and
right.
all the debt was shifted
on, to Great Britain.
Yeah. Well, we paying them.
Correct.
They call it the national debt now, but they fooled you.
Yeah, they did.
So the United States is actually a corporation, or the States United. So but the first black man, though, the first president was who?
He was black.
Yeah, he was black. John Hanson. I don't believe that. He's on the $2 bill.
$2 bill. Look it up.
All the dead presidents on the $2 bill. Anyway.
Except my boy Ben, and that's the ones I collect the most.
Ben who?
Ben Franklin.
Oh, Ben?
$100 bill.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, wasn't he a slave? Well, anyway, give me another story.
He was.
Okay.
He was. So, Mr. Bobby.
Yes, sir.
I got a story for you.
Oh, got a story for me. Okay, we got 5 minutes on this story. Go ahead.
Layla Ali.
Layla. Oh,
Layla.
Wait a minute. You know who I thought you were talking about?
Who? Layla Hathaway?
No, not her. You're her too, but Carmelo Anthony's wife. Have you seen
La
her?
La.
La La.
Ooh, Mufasa.
Dang. Have you seen Power?
Yes.
You seen her?
I've seen her on and off Power. So, Layla Ali.
Okay.
You know who that is.
She's a fighter, isn't she?
She was a boxer.
Oh, she was. She,
yeah.
She's a lover now?
She could be both as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
I've never had to worry about nothing.
Yeah, she kicked. Yeah, go ahead.
So, Layla Ali, Ali. Is among the first female fighters to appear on the ballot for the 2020 class of International Boxing Hall of Fame.
Okay.
With that, she is on the list with such great boxers as Bernard Hopkins,
B.H.,
Shane Mosley, Timothy Bradley.
Wait a minute, go back to Hopkins.
Hopkins.
Isn't he the one that drinks his own urine?
No, that's Pacquiao.
Oh, okay.
But Bernard may have to. Yeah, okay. Anywho.
There, go ahead.
They're amongst a dozen boxers added to the men's modern ballot for 2020. The other boxers are...
Mayweather, is he on there?
No, he still fights.
Oh, okay.
A bunch of folks I've never heard of.
Okay.
But she is going to be inducted into the Boxing Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she's along the list with Suman Anna, Regina Halmich, Holly Holm, and some other ladies that are going to be inducted for sports. But she's amongst the men for boxing.
Is Stormy Daniels going to be on there?
Who cares? Ask Don.
I don't know.
Donald, ask Donald.
You know her sport is, don't you?
I do.
What, head bobbing?
Yes.
Okay.
She's got gold medals.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So the ballot results will be announced in December, and they will be inducted into the Hall of Fame next year in June in New York State.
New York State. Okay.
Layla Ali is fine.
Yes, she is fine.
Ooh.
You mean you would go out with a woman that could kick your butt?
Yeah. To this day, I ain't never seen somebody win a fight when a 9mm is presented.
Oh, okay.
Never.
Never?
Never.
Never, never, never. Oh, man.
But I drink kryptonite, so I don't have to worry about Layla.
Yeah, yeah. And I found a new vodka, too, but I forgot the name. I was going to tell you about that, too.
Speaking of vodka, never mind.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Lay it on me. Speaking of vodka.
Who is that?
That the name of it?
No.
Oh.
Somebody's getting into the vodka business.
An athlete?
Yeah, along with some owners.
Ooh.
Oh, no, that's the tequila business.
Oh, tequila. Who was that?
Michael Jordan.
No, I won't be buying any of that.
No, yeah. He got debt to pay off.
Oh, does he? You mean to the bookies?
I don't know no details.
You don't know? Oh, you okay.
He got debt to pay off.
Okay. No hablo español.
Oh, no hablo inglés. No hablo inglés.
Sammy Sousa. Yeah.
Yes. No hablo inglés.
I still can't get over that. Want to change his color and then talking about he.
What do you mean, wanna? He did.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
No hablo inglés.
Yeah. Yeah. I lost all respect. Hey, what about that? The Cubs fired basically.
Yes.
Their manager.
They fired the manager.
They ain't won a championship in 108 years.
And then he wins them one.
Yeah.
And they fired him.
Yeah, he looked like Spencer Tracy to me, but I thought he was a good manager.
Evidently, to win a World Series after 100 years, hell.
Well, that's that young boy, Theo Epstein, there trying to make the Cubs look like
who?
Boston Red Sox.
What's his last name?
Epstein.
What's that tell you?
Oh, no.
Thank you.
No.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
Wait a minute. Do you think he's still alive?
He's
still alive.
Nah, man. He hung himself.
He did?
So they say.
You mean he's not taking that dirt nap?
He did.
Hey, by the way,
yes.
How come two cameras that were near his cell were disabled?
I don't know, but they dismissed the case, and the victim still wanted to take it to trial, and the judge threw it out.
Fred Skinner once told me something is funky in Denmark.
And right up the road, well, never mind. Yeah. I ain't going that deep.
Yeah, a certain city in the city of Columbus. Huh?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Sheila E., where are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I understand there was some stuff about Prince, too. He was on to something, and somebody had decided that he should be eliminated.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know anything
his
about
Sony
that?
Collection?
Oh, is that what it was? Did Michael Jackson want to get Sony, too?
Or Michael owned Sony.
Mm.
Why you think he's gone? He owned Sony.
Oh, guess what, Trent? Dang. And we were right into it, too. Guess what? But anyway, you know what happens when you hear that music. Time sure flies when you're having fun.
We're
going to say thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with us. Talk to him at radio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening.
God bless.